judge overturned Proposition 8 in California earlier this month, and it now likely is headed toward the Supreme Court. But the U.S. is not the first nation to grapple with this debate over gay marriage. Gay marriage has already been legalized in more than 10 countries around the world, first in the Netherlands in 2001. For a look at how gay marriage has changed Dutch society, if at all, in the 9 years since, we're joined now by Lee Badgett. She's author of the book, When Gay People Get Married. She's also the research director of the Williams Institute for Sexual Orientation, Law, and Public Policy at the University of California, Los Angeles. Lee, good morning. Good to have you on the program.
Good morning. Thanks, Miles.
All right, you were in the Netherlands from 2003 to 2004 researching this book. What did you find?
I found some interesting answers to questions that have popped up in the U.S. debate. The main one, I would say, is whether or not letting gay people get married will change marriage itself. And I found no evidence that it would harm the institution of marriage or change heterosexuals' opinions about marriage.
Yeah, you write that it actually changes gay people. Tell me about that.
It does. I mean, we know that marriage can have powerful effects on people's health and their lives, usually positive, which is a good thing. And in this case, it's very clear that it makes a big difference in terms of how people see their role in society. The gay men and lesbians that I interviewed, whether they got married or not, felt much more included in society. And that's a very powerful change that we are also starting to see here in the U.S. in some states.
Now, before the Netherlands legalized gay marriage, they had so-called registered partnerships. We call them civil unions here. That proved to be unpopular. Why?
Well, they were popular to some extent because that was the only option that same-sex couples had for a while. But once marriage was an option, it became very clear that the gay people in the Netherlands who looked at that choice mostly thought that marriage was the better option. That was what people understand. That meant full equality. That meant a public commitment that's recognized in lots of different kinds of places. Whereas registered partnership is something that's a recent invention. Nobody really knows exactly what it means. And what it meant to the gay couples was really second-class citizenship. It was something that was a political compromise to keep them out of marriage to begin with.
So in the Netherlands, there's a little different, we should talk about some of the differences here before we say, well, if it works there, it'll work here just fine. Different views about marriage there, right?
There are some differences, yes. Heterosexual people there are a little less likely to get married than they are here in the U.S.
And they just cohabitate, or they, what are they, is it, is, that's just the way it is there?
Yeah, they live together. Sometimes they have formal agreements with each other. It's interesting because actually in the Netherlands, if you live together with a partner, you're treated as if you're married for a lot of different kinds of purposes, taxes and public assistance, that sort of thing. So they get some legal rights and obligations. So there's a little less of an incentive financially and legally to actually get married than there is here in the U.S., where the incentives can be very strong on that end of things.
But one of the things, Lee, that is always a concern in the United States is that somehow allowing same-sex marriage would increase the divorce rate. I'm sure you've probably heard that argument. Is there any sign of that in the Netherlands?
No, there really isn't any sign that heterosexual people change what they do. I mean, there are some longstanding trends in the U.S. and in the Netherlands. You know, marriage has been on the decline in the Netherlands since the 1970s, and, you know, the divorce rate has been going up somewhat. It's actually, by the way, still a lot lower than it is here in the U.S., but those trends, you know, came way before gay couples were even seeking the right to marry, so I don't think you can really say that they had any relationship there. But it's clear to me that you know, the public support for allowing gay couples to marry is very strong, according to public opinion polls there. The people in the lives of gay couples who get married see them as people who should get married. They encourage them to get married. They want them to get married. They support their marriages. And then they treat them as married once they're married. So it seems like basically, people have changed how they look at same-sex couples, not how they look at marriage, per se.
All right. What a word about religion here. Folks in the Netherlands are less religious than this country, correct?
Yes. If you look at different measures of how often people go to church and that sort of thing, that's definitely true.
Okay. So how much does that change the debate, do you suspect, between the Netherlands and here?
It might change it to some extent, although not as much as you might think. We have variations in religiosity across states here in the U.S. And, you know, some of the differences between states is as large as it is, you know, between countries. So we are seeing the states here in the U.S. that have, you know, fewer adherents of traditional religions, more evangelical religions. Those states are the ones that are moving first, just like in Europe, the states, the countries that were less religious were moving first. So I think we're seeing the same sort of variation here that we see in Europe.
So did same-sex marriage, in a very fundamental way, change society in the Netherlands?
Well, it did in one important way. It certainly made it more equal, and I think that is something that the Dutch are very proud of. But in terms of any kind of harms to society, no, there's absolutely no evidence of any harm.
And any harm to the institution of marriage there?
No. We don't see any change in the patterns and the trends of marriage, of divorce, of having babies without being married, of cohabitation. Those are all things that were happening long before gay people had the right to get married.
And do we know how the children have done in those marriages?
Of same-sex couples?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I know there is some research in the Netherlands that show that kids raised by gay parents actually do quite well, just as the research here in the U.S. shows. I don't know, to be honest, whether or not they've actually looked at that with respect to marriage, though. But certainly, the kids raised by gay couples seem to be doing just fine.
So, final thought, can we use the Netherlands as an example for what might happen here?
I think we can use it to show that the fears of what will happen are just unfounded. There's no evidence to support the idea that the sky will fall if gay couples are allowed to marry here in the U.S.
Lee Badgett, thank you very much for your time. She's author of the book, When Gay People Get Married.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.